The hound followed, true to the scent, pointing to the same spot on the shore. His master, anxious to meet him, had run at full speed and was now coming up at the same critical moment. Will the dog listen to his voice? Or can the hunter reach him in time to seize and control him? A shout from the bank told that the fawn had passed out of sight into the forest. At the same instant, the hound, as he touched the land, felt the hunter's strong arm clutching his neck. The worst was believed to be over. The fawn was leaping up the mountainside, and its enemy was restrained. The other dogs, seeing their leader cowed, were easily managed. A number of persons, men and boys, dispersed themselves through the woods in search of the little creature, but without success. They all returned to the village, reporting that the fawn had not been seen. Some thought that after its fright had passed, it would return of its own accord. It wore a pretty collar with its owner's name engraved upon it, so that it could be easily known from any other fawn that might be straying about the woods. Before many hours had passed, a hunter presented himself to the lady whose pet the little creature had been, and showed a collar with her name upon it. He said that he was out hunting in the morning, and saw a fawn in the distance. The little pet, instead of bounding away as he expected, moved toward him. He took aim, fired, and shot it through the heart.